this is one of those weeks right here where it's going to be a grind, you know, knowing that we have this Sunday game and the Thursday game. This is one of those grind weeks in the NFL.
No more time for the small mistakes. No more learning from my mistakes, man. We got to get it now. Mm-hmm. The pressure's on. It's on us, man, and we got it. Let's go do it. Family on three. One, two, three.
Family.
Over the next 11 days, the Jets will be tested.
Switch, switch. Hey, call.
On Sunday, they will face the reigning NFC champion Atlanta Falcons, followed by a Thursday night matchup against the Buffalo Bills. Two high-powered offenses with three of the most explosive weapons in football. Up first, Julio Jones.
Julio can run. You know, he's great with his routes. Big physical receiver.
Good luck trying to stop that.
We knew that they were going to try to feed him the ball a lot.
What up, Rooks? We all Rooks. We in this thing together.
Yeah. Rookie safeties Marcus May and Jamal Adams will have to play beyond their years to slow down one of the NFL's most formidable receivers. Luckily, the task will be shared with veteran cornerback Morris Claiborne.
What are your impressions of Julio Jones?
You know, when you got a guy of his magnitude, a guy of his size, his speed, you know, his ability, it's going to be a dogfight.
Hey, 11 halves to the ball, y'all.
All variables must be considered when scheming against an NFL opponent. On Sunday, one of those variables will be Mother Nature.
A severe weather threat for the second half of our weekend. We could get a month's worth of rain in just one day, and that could cause some dangerous flooding.
Today's ponchos, $10, any cashiers.
On a very rainy Sunday afternoon here in the Meadowlands, the New York Jets back at home as they try and now break a heartbreaking two-game losing streak.
No matter rain, sleet, or snow, we're going to go to war. And no matter what we're playing, man, we're going to go to war, man.
Julio Jones solo right, Claiborne on him. This could be a fade to Julio Jones. There's the fade, Julio Jones, jump ball, and it is knocked away by Claiborne. Morris Claiborne has had one heck of a year for the Jets.
The Jets secondary held Julio Jones to just three catches on a soggy Sunday at MetLife Stadium. Unfortunately, this wasn't enough to seal a victory in a contest that went down to the wire.
Todd, do you worry at all about how many body blows this team can take? You know, you had a lead against the Patriots. You didn't win. You had the lead last week, didn't win. Lead today, didn't win. At some point, do you worry about your guys getting discouraged at all?
Not at all. Frustrated, not discouraged. It's what we do. It's our job for a living. We just got to stop taking body blows and start delivering them.
We got a divisional opponent, you know, coming in here on Thursday.
How much is that a tipping point game for this season?
This is a must win. Period, point blank. We have to win next week. We have to turn this around.
As soon as Monday hits, we already are studying for the next opponent. The main thing that we focused on was finishing.
Closing out games was important for us because, I mean, we dropped three games, and we knew we were in those ball games, and we just had to find a way to finish.
The Jets have no time to lick their wounds. In 4 days, they will face a duo of explosive playmakers, running back LeSean McCoy.
A blast right up the middle for LeSean McCoy.
And dual threat quarterback Tyrod Taylor, who presents a unique challenge as a scrambler.
It's pretty difficult to prepare for a quarterback like Tyrod, but you know, given the fact that I've been playing him, he's in our division, we play against him a lot, we kind of get to know him.
You got to contain him, you got to keep him in the pocket. And you also have to worry about him using his arm. So, you know, just having both of those abilities, it makes it tough for a defense.
The main thing that we want to do on a quarterback like that is close the pocket.
How much are you looking forward to your first prime time Thursday night game, big division game at home?
Oh, man. Hey, prime time Thursday night, everybody's watching. I think my grandma, you know, she might be watching.
There is no better stage for a turnaround than prime time. And on Thursday night, the Jets will kick off a new week in the NFL. In a new shade of green. The defensive objective, stop LeSean McCoy and Tyrod Taylor. Under the primetime lights at MetLife Stadium, the Bills' top playmakers had nowhere to hide.
Runs right, and he gets buried. Lost the football. It's scooped up. Running left to Mario Davis.
The defense had plenty of reasons to dance on Thursday.
Shady McCoy was their number one threat on offense, and we were able to hold him to 25 rushing yards, and that's when we were really able to get in some good passing situations where we can pass rush the quarterback.
Every time we step out on the field, we look to set a standard.
On the other side of the ball, the offense found their groove early.
From the pocket, now flushed out. McCown, he can take off. He's got the first, and he's got the touch.
He's 38 years old, looking like he's 25.
Let's go, baby.
Got time to get the snap off and does. Straight back to throw. Looks right. Throws a bomb down the right sideline. Robbie Anderson juggles it. Does he have it? He does. That's a Jet touchdown.
The Jets dominated through the air and on the ground.
Todd, how much do you guys need this win? Obviously, you know, to stem the three-game losing streak, but the way you guys went to that.
It's big because we lost three, you know, 7 points, 5 points, 3 points. To come back on a Thursday on a short week before you get a weekend off is big.
We had a bad taste in our mouth from losing these guys in week one, and we just got after it today on both sides.
The defense was lights out. They set the tone.
We want to try and get three downs, force turnovers, and we want the offense to capitalize, and they damn sure did that today.
Each and every week we're getting better. We're not perfect. We make mistakes, but we just go out there and have fun and play fast.
The Jets' defense set a new standard with their performance on Thursday night. Next Sunday in Tampa, the Jets will have the opportunity to even their record before the bye week.
It's going to be an important game, put us at 500. It'd be great momentum for us going to the back end of the season.
Home of the Jets. One, two, three. And go!